Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and here at Perry High School, getting ready for the Perry Spring Musical, and we have high school instructor Randy Peterson and also a couple seniors with us. We have Andreas Zarate, Hunter Ayers, Ethan Jackson, and Olivia Christensen. And so, well, we'll start with Randy and, you know, talk about what the theme is for this year's Spring Musical and what's kind of the premise.
Yeah, so the name of this musical is called the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And kind of like the name implies, it's about a spelling bee. Kids competing in a spelling bee and singing songs and having fun while they're doing it. One thing I think is kind of interesting about this year's premise is that we will have live audience volunteers come up onto stage and compete in the spelling bee against our student actors here. So that is kind of an interesting part of this year's show.
Absolutely. No, that sounds like it's really going to be good. Now we'll go around to the students, and Andreas, we'll start with you. What character are you portraying?
I play Chip Tolentino, the last year's champion for the Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Awesome. And Hunter?
My character's name is William Morris Barfay, and he likes to spell words with his feet.
Okay, interesting. Okay, what about you, Ethan?
I am portraying Leif Coneybear, who is a pretty smart kid, but he suffers from ADHD.
Okay, and Olivia?
My character is Olive Ostrovsky, and her best friend's a dictionary.
Okay, there you go. So what strategies are you guys using to get into character, Andreas?
I'm just taking the traits of the character and trying to portray them as much as I can. The haughtiness, the confidence, that kind of thing. Thinking about what would Chip Tolentino do in this exact situation, and doing my best to emulate that, to make that what I'm doing, and doing stuff like that to get in character. Also just pretending I'm better than everybody else.
Awesome, man. What about you, Hunter?
So, fun fact is, I have a lot of bad allergies, and so does Barfay. So, it's not that bad. I just have to pretend like I always can't breathe and kind of sound nasally all the time, but he's also just kind of a jerk. So, it's been kind of fun, honestly, to finally get to play, like, the upbeat jerk, and like, he is better than everybody else. He doesn't think it, he is. So it's been fun to kind of like boss everybody around and do what I want, pretty much.
Awesome. And Ethan, how are you getting into your character?
Leif is very interesting with where he's super carefree, but he's so self-conscious in certain moments that there's like these big snaps that you have to prep yourself for. And to really get into character, I just have to like let go of what people think of me and just be crazy, be a little silly, go the extra mile to just look big.
All right. What about for you, Olivia?
Well, my character has a pretty shy personality. She seems pretty new to everything that's going on, while everyone else seems to have a little bit more experience. And she's kind of just on her own. She doesn't really know what's going on. But I guess I was like similar personality when I was her age, like a little shy. So I guess what I'm doing is kind of considering how I felt back then, even though it was years ago, and putting myself in her perspective to try and at least embody her personality and traits.
Awesome. Now talk about maybe if there's any challenges that you're running into, Andreas.
Yeah, of course. Challenges trying to keep in character for Chip are just like making sure I keep up that haughty, confident personality. I'm usually a very confident person, but when it comes to being like, haha, I'm better than everyone, that's where it gets a little difficult, because I typically try getting along with a lot more people. So just keeping that I'm better than everyone mentality can be kind of a struggle.
Absolutely. Hunter, what challenges for you?
So my biggest thing with Barfay is his voice. It's very hard to speak in that gross nasally voice for long periods of time, and it's something I struggled with last show as Squidward as well. But on top of that, it's been very hard to be this uncoordinated and unarticulated person as well, because I'm normally very articulate. I over articulate my words, and I'm usually very precise with my movements. But his whole thing, and he's supposed to be very not, he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know what he's doing or where he's going next. He's very clumsy-esque.
Okay, and Ethan, what about for you?
Leaf is a very high energy character. You see him literally bounce almost every time he walks. So I've been running out of steam most nights. And like by the end of the show, I'm putting on a smile and like trying to stay awake. But on the inside, I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. I need to rest. And that's been the biggest challenge, is pacing myself so that I don't lose all of my energy by the finale.
Awesome. And Olivia, what challenges for you?
I think a big challenge for me is that my character goes through a lot of different kinds of emotions throughout the entire musical. Excited, like nervous, sad, frustrated. And I think it's what's difficult is to seamlessly transition and naturally transition between all those, especially considering that my character is a kid. And I think kids process emotions a little differently than teenagers and adults. And since I haven't been a kid in a while, like a young kid, I'm going to have to just really work on being able to transition naturally between the different emotions as the musical goes on.
Awesome. And so, like, you know, Randy said, obviously, audience participation is going to be involved. And so, Andreas, how fun will that be to have that?
Oh, it's going to be absolutely enjoyable. I mean, you have... Well, they're not exactly random. We have had people come up and kind of volunteer for different spots during each of the nights. And it's going to be really fun just like being able to mess around with a bunch of people we have already known and just having them go through this whirlwind that is this musical and just seeing how they react with all the goofy, silly, really strange things going on all throughout, you know, our production.
Hunter, same question to you. How are you going to have fun with the audience?
So I think it's going to play into my character a lot. It's going to give me a bunch more people to pretty much belittle and downgrade. Mm-hmm. But also it's going to be extremely hard to not break character, because we're going to have these four new people who have never seen the show before laughing and giggling on stage with us. It's not being portrayed at us. It's from us. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be very hard to remain in character during these hilarious moments.
Yeah. What about for you, Ethan?
As far as I know, I'm allowed to mess with them and have fun, like interact with them and try and get them engaged with the show as much as possible. Pull them up for certain things, or I'm going to like try and go back there and sit with them and like just interact with them and make them feel part of the show so that it's not like they're just random people. Mm.
Awesome. That sounds fun. And Olivia, what about for you?
I think what's fun is that since we're the actors, we know what's going on. But since they are just participating out of the blue, that it'll be funny seeing how they react and see how they play along. But I also think it's really fun to know that the audience is getting involved, because the people who are watching, it's not just them seeing like a musical that's put together. It's seeing some things that are more spontaneous and interesting.
Absolutely. No, that sounds really cool. And so, Randy, talk about how much tickets are and where people can go to purchase them.
Yeah, so tickets for the show are $8 for adults and $5 for students. You can either show up on the night of and purchase tickets at the door, or you can purchase tickets online through our Bound link.
Awesome. Talk about when and where the spring musical is taking place here.
Yeah, so it's taking place here at Perry High School, the Perry Performing Arts Center. And it will take place on April 4th at 7 o'clock, April 5th at 7 o'clock, and then April 6th at 2 o'clock.
Awesome. All right. Well, man, really looking forward to the show. Again, we've been joined by the Perry High School musical instructor, Randy Peterson, and then also seniors Andreas Zarate, senior Hunter Ayers, senior Ethan Jackson, and senior Olivia Christensen. And thank you guys all so much. And looking forward to the show.
Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. It's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.